It's your man's ride to dime, baby.
I don't want them and they don't want me.
Check it. Your face would be so red right now, Miss Light Skin.
No.
What?
Your nephew Darius in this thing was good.
Yeah. Guess who mentioned that?
Who did?
Dre. Damn, I ain't even supposed to say that nigga name.
It's your auntie's favorite nephew.
What it do, what it does. It's your man tried to die, baby.
Yes, yes, it's your favorite nephew, Darius. We got a special guest.
You got a special guest.
What's up, everybody? Oh, I thought they
were... Drop your name.
I thought they were going to say my name. Hey, everybody, my name is MK.
Hey, MK.
Hey.
Okay, so as always, we always start out with how we know the person. So MK is my guest because Darius don't have no friends. Me and MK, we've been rocking. How long have we been knowing each other?
I feel like it's been...
How long have you had Tucker?
Okay, Tucker, my puppy. Mm-hmm. He's four. So at least 5 years.
At least 5 years. Yeah. Damn.
Because remember, he fell off your kitchen table.
He did.
Yeah.
He did because he was scared shitless of the boys.
Yeah. So damn. I had to send him up there to keep him away.
Well, MK, we go back, nigga. You know, Happy New Year, all that.
I fuck with you a little bit. Happy New Year to you.
We made it. All right. So how's everybody week been?
Man, my week been slow as fuck. I feel like this year, I said it last week, it's going by so slow.
It's only been 2 weeks.
All right. So I think what it is, like, so I'm closing on the property. And
congratulations. That's a big deal.
Our closing date was January 14th. It got pushed to the 19th. Mm-hmm. And now it just got pushed to February 1st. Mm. So it's like I'm waiting for this day to come and then it get moved.
Why
so,
is it getting moved back?
This time because the nigga that was doing the mortgage, he ain't put the paperwork in for the title company, but he said he did back in December. So now
he lied to
push
you.
That shit out. Yeah, I think he about to get fired from his job too.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Ass. Yeah, like we that's got a whole deal. New person doing our thing now. She was like, "Yeah, he kind of is under disciplinary actions." I was like, "Look, I don't give a fuck. When the fuck is we getting into this
career?" Yeah, you about to say you put your foot in somebody's ass, nigga. Somebody need to get slapped at this point. You feel me? Yeah. You don't feel that? Ain't nobody getting slapped. What's the deal with you, MK? How was your week?
My week is it's crazy. You know, I'm a writer, so it's been a whole lot of fucking news going on. Constantly covering that.
Right. Tell the people who you write for, you know, if you can, or, you know.
I'm a writer for the Michigan Chronicle, so I cover a lot of stuff in the city, a lot of businesses opening, finance, politics, all that good stuff.
So was you hella busy writing about the stuff that popped off at the Capitol?
Hella busy.
Hella busy.
Just because the country capital ain't been invaded like that since I think it said like 1812,
1814. So who did it then?
The British did it.
Oh, they was coming to wreck some shit.
The British did it.
Motherfucker.
For sure. So we ain't never seen nothing like that. Definitely during our lifetime. Like, this is something we definitely gonna have to make sure the kids pass in history class in a couple years, because this shit has been crazy.
Oh, you know, this is not making it to the books.
Why wouldn't it?
You need to.
It's not.
It is.
It's gonna be a time where they show white people being like barbarians, nigga. It is not gonna make it to the books.
I think it's too widespread for it not to be in the books. It's gonna be there.
We'll see in another 20 years.
Yeah.
We're gonna see. My week was kind of slow, dog. Bro, shit been kind of slow. Like I said, I was supposed to be going skiing today. You know what I'm saying?
Black people don't ski. I'm just playing.
Black people don't ski. They don't, nigga. I ain't gonna lie, but
we
you
not
know.
A snowy type of people.
Come on. You know.
We not, so.
But cool thing about me, I know my limits. So, you know, if it's like, I'm going to just sit my ass down.
You're not going to ski?
To the baby slopes.
Nah, yeah. Or I might not even do the shit. I might
you
go,
can't go skiing
and let
not
my
ski.
Girl do what she want to do. She at the fucking playground today. Have
that
fun.
That ain't no fun. Playground. That
tell
is
you,
not
that's
no
my
fun.
Daughter. Y'all do what you want to do, motherfucker.
That's not fun at all.
Yeah. But I definitely want to, like, sit on that bench and ride up, you know. Pause.
Yeah. It's like a lift.
Yeah. I feel like that'd be kind of dope, you know.
You gonna do it for the gram? You gonna put some skis on and take them off?
I mean, I'm gonna take a little snap pic for the gram, of course. I ain't never did this shit before, but.
You didn't do it in high school. We did that
We did. But see, yeah, where did we go?
Wait,
we
what high school did y'all go to?
Come on, number one, second to none, baby. Oh, God.
Our winter trip, we went to Great Wolf Lodge.
Where was that at, though?
This was up north somewhere. Traverse City, maybe.
Was it Traverse City?
I think we talked about Traverse City, though, right?
Yeah, we had mentioned it. You talking about the me and you conversation?
For skiing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a spot. It's like 2-3 spots right along there.
When you start going up there, it's a bunch.
Damn, I forgot about Traverse City. Mm-hmm. It was cold as hell, too. Hell yeah. Snowy than a motherfucker. I don't know about
Traverse. It was cold as shit.
Shit, hell yeah, hell yeah. All right, well, let's get into some crazy shit. What is some funny, fucked up shit?
What?
Now, let me tell you how I came up with this. Now, this was the question. I said, ooh, let me jot this down. Based off of what you had told me about your injury, how a nigga was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the way they was laughing, you know what I'm saying? Because they didn't know the severity of it, you feel me? But I think, and this is going to be kind of fucked up, I think if I was to see somebody get hit by a car, I might initially...
A little snicker.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then until I realized, like, you know, if they ain't moving, then I'm... You know, it's gonna be a major wave of emotions.
Oh my God.
You don't agree? Y'all don't?
Anytime somebody fall outside of like an old person, you chuckle. Like,
when Meek Mill fell.
Yeah, when he fell down the stairs.
Like, oh, this nigga, he could have really fucked some shit up.
Listen, falling ain't no joke. I have a whole different respect for people falling now at this point. So I can't even laugh if I see somebody stumble in the streets. I'm be worried they're gonna tear their ACL. So,
so tell me something that's funny, fucked up.
So recently, one of my homegirls sent me like a meme of a little person and like a big nigga, like a full grown man
in the car.
Yeah. So,
I found that to be really funny. I know you're not.
That's pretty like fucked
that,
up.
It is fucked that up because they can't up. Help they, you know.
They dwarfism.
Thank you for that word. Yeah. They can't help it.
That's a word.
It's a word for sure.
Hell yeah.
But they can't help it. But I definitely laugh longer than I for real should be admit because it was funny.
You know, and they get, what was you about to say?
The comments make stuff more funny.
It do.
Like somebody said he had like a pocket pussy and that shit was hilarious.
I mean, how convenient is that? But at the same time, like since everything is like so compact in the body, you think once you put it in this motherfucker, you stabbing this bitch trachea or some shit. Like, you know.
That's something I never even thought about. Maybe she just
suffocated.
She got to be on top. That's the only way to do it.
You said, I guess so. But how lame is that? I mean, anyway. You know, I remember back in the day, I went to the state fair. And I paid like $10 to see like the world's smallest person.
I walked behind it.
You did it too, didn't you? Did you do it? Nobody did.
No.
Anyway, so once I paid the $10, I walked behind this curtain, and when I tell you, it was like somebody like the size of that book bag right there, no cap. And I was like, what? And she was just so miserable. And I was just thinking, like, damn.
Nigga, you went to some backwoods circus, nigga. That wasn't no fucking
That was a freak show.
I mean, just because y'all was some broke ass.
No, nigga, I went to the state fair.
$10, boy. The hell is you talking about? It was sad. I didn't laugh at that time.
But you paid your $10.
Because I didn't believe it, but it was indeed a little person on top of like a table just sitting down in like a handmade chair. It was just fucked up.
A handmade chair.
Like a custom made chair for her. You know?
Anyway, and that's it.
All right, next, right? Let's move.
That was definitely a freak show. So
yeah, that was kind of.
That wasn't no state fair.
All right. So I hopped on Shade Room this morning, right? You know what I'm saying? And they was talking about this one particular group I used to go hard for back in the day. You know what I'm saying? They was talking about Travis Porter.
Oh, Travis Porter.
Dog. What the fuck was y'all doing in y'all lives when, you know what I'm saying? Or was you a the way you look, you like, yeah, no.
I was in college doing the utmost. That's when my knees worked. So that's when I was good to go. So Travis Porter was definitely like a huge staple in college for sure. So.
Yeah. I can agree. I remember my freshman year in college, I'm just starting listening to these niggas for real. And I'm just like, these niggas turnt.
They were.
And then like every fucking club party you went to, they play that.
At least three songs.
Come on.
They were on a lot of records. So
I kind of feel bad they fell off.
I was reading in the comments and it said they walked so the Migos could run.
Yeah, I can agree.
Yeah.
I can agree. Because they wasn't talking about no trap, nothing. No. You know, they was just strictly talking about fucking with the bitches.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Turned up party. And that was the last time Walker was anything.
That nigga went to Europe.
Get these Euros on you whole ass niggas. Yeah. Yeah, so what's another group that you feel like?
I think that era though, that was like damn near like senior year high school, mm-hmm. and that the jerk, all the dance phenomenon type shit. Then that
was,
but I feel like they still make music like that. We just don't hear it,
especially if you don't have a TikTok. All of that stuff go crazy on TikTok. Shit.
Oh yeah, I've been saying duh.
It's like the new shit. What's that? Corvette. That's like that shit now.
Yeah.
Like that nigga probably will never have some more music. Maybe a couple more little dead shits like that, but I don't even know his name.
What about
like D4L?
No, first like D4L, they was a generation before.
Y'all know I'm a little older, just
I mean, but that's still a generation before.
True.
I'm looking for Mrs. Bubblegum. Nigga, I was like in the fifth or sixth grade when that came out. So you had to probably be in high school. That's
for sure.
You feel me?
They don't make me sound that old.
I mean, like what? 2-3 years? That ain't
nigga. Man. You ain't even hit 30 yet.
See, look, now you throwing out your own.
I'll cop to 30. I'll cop to that.
Okay, that's a sign. You know, we right there.
Mm-hmm.
The Yin Yang Twins, I feel kind of sick they fell off. But they had a nice little run. You know what I'm saying? It was only so much whispering.
Oh, it was the whisper ones.
You know what I'm saying? We had some nice old shit popping off. Okay. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Shoot.
It's about the capital shit. And since you write for the news, how do you feel with like social media banning Trump? Do you find that to be an impeachment a violation of like freedom of speech?
No, it's definitely not. If anything, it's a little more of censorship, but mm-hmm. it's definitely something that should have took place like a long time ago. He'd been reckless on Twitter. Yeah. He'd been bullying from Twitter, endorsing mm-hmm. what he wants to endorse. It's just now that they didn't even want Biden to win. So now that he did, now everybody is like pulling their support from him because mm-hmm. now they don't have no more stake. Like he out the White House. What are you doing for me? You can't benefit me no more as a regular civilian. I'm a regular civilian. Mm-hmm. So now that he coming out the office, I feel like everybody about to jump ship on him. But it's a wrap. It don't have nothing to do with his First Amendment rights. Because he can still say and do what he want to do, but mm-hmm. you just can't get on these platforms spewing bullshit.
Facts. Yep.
I feel like it's dumb as hell because this nigga is not the president no more. I mean, they could have deactivated his shit 2-3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like all this shit, impeachment, like, yeah, that's cool. But where was this 2-3 years ago?
And see, the impeachment only works to forbid him from taking any kind of federal office in the mm-hmm. future. So it's not, at this point, it can't really remove him from office because he on his way out anyway. But if the impeachment, you know, once they convict and stuff like that, it'll be, he can't run for no other federal office.
Like to be a mayor or something?
Or a governor or
anything.
Yeah.
And it strip away like his pardon power.
Mm-hmm.
And he already been letting niggas out that probably should still be in jail.
That's a fact.
So
did he pardon Lil Wayne?
No, they say he was going. They kept for like the 19th. Aw,
damn.
Just like they kept saying he was going to pardon Kwame. Kwame ass is still sitting.
But
he
got to the 19th to pardon whoever he wants.
This nigga had this whole time to pardon.
That's
true.
Yeah.
That's true.
What?
He been pardoning like a lot of people though. So.
But I wouldn't be like surprised to see him pull some super random stuff between mm-hmm. 9 and the 19th because he's the type of man that want to be in the history books. He want people to talk about him constantly.
It's
so.
Gonna be one last move this nigga made. It's gonna shake some shit.
Yeah,
it's gonna shake some shit.
They saying he gonna try to pardon himself. So,
but he only can pardon himself from a federal crime.
Yeah,
so he can still go to state penitentiary. see.
And it ain't no pretty state pens, is it? Yikes.
He's a fool to stay here.
New York want to put charges on his ass. His ass going to go to Rikers.
Yikes. Yeah. All I know about Rikers is SBU.
What's that?
Law and Order.
Law and Order, yeah.
They always going to Rikers.
Every time. Okay, so I was on Crime and the D a couple of weeks ago, right? And it was this one story that really stuck out to me, and I actually felt bad for this white man. So this was the story. So he invited some chick over to his crib. You know what I'm saying? She cooked, I'm already he giggling. Cooked. Like, you don't look checking. Like, it was actually like a deep, check it. So he cooked, she cooked or whatever. I guess during the dinner, they ended up getting into an argument. And it got pretty bad. So the chick ended up leaving. So the chick ended up coming back. And what she do? She ended up coming back because she forgot her dish that she made. So, you know, she was asking for the dish. And the dude was like, no, fuck you. Fuck this dish. You know, get the fuck on. She called the police on this dude. Police showed up. This nigga comes to the door with a gun pointed at the police. Now, ain't nobody get shot. He's a white man. But they end up raiding this crib and they end up finding like 50 other guns or whatnot. And I wholeheartedly felt so bad for this man.
Why?
Because, like, he would have been in jail if the bitch never came back. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, granted, it is her dish. She does have rights to her dish, but it's like, come on, bitch. I went through the liberty of cleaning up this crib, making sure everything nice and tidy for you to come over. You obviously pissed me off. It's obvious. You at my crib, I'm trying to fuck some. So I'm not trying to, like, ignite nothing within you to...
What?
So she start the argument. She leave, comes back for the dish. He say, fuck you in the dish. I would have did the same thing, bitch. You can skedaddle. I probably would have broke the dish in front of the bitch. You know what I'm saying? But then she calls the police. And I'm just like, bro, now this nigga faced a criminal charge. Now, granted, he did not have to come to the door with a gun pointed at the police. Facts. I give him that. You know what I'm saying? But it was just like, bitch, you could have just went home.
Why? It's tacky to go back for your dish that you cooked for somebody anyway. So why was she?
I mean, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have had a problem her taking the dish when she initially left. But it's like, bitch, once you...
Hot.
Huh?
It's probably hot.
Well, first off, I will hope they at least kicked it for a little bit with the cool down a little
bit. Before she pissed him off.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Instead of church walking in, bitch, you got mud on my carpet.
In my mind, I picture her coming to get like a spaghetti dish or something.
Or like some weak shit, you feel me?
Some parm, some egg parm.
It's the big bread sticks or some weak shit. And little, come on. But I feel like both parties should go to jail until things get situated.
Why should go on? She ain't did nothing.
Because, bro, like, she just fucked up his whole evening.
That ain't a crime.
Dog.
We fuck up evenings all the time on purpose.
No. So. Well, look, now you should start going to jail for it. Now, look, I follow this anti-feminist page, right? Needless to say, I love the content.
Of course.
This is one post they had up, and they had said that false women should go to jail for false rape allegations.
I agree.
You agree?
I agree.
With any remorse, do you have any remorse towards the women that would do something like that?
No, because why are we lying on our pussy at this point, lady? Just cut it out. Mm. So what? You want to fuck with him? He want to fuck with you? So you're like, I'll get you. Like, so I'm gonna funny. Get you. Like, that's weird. That's a super weird flex. Like,
yeah, that's strange as hell.
Very much.
Yeah, I just wanted to share.
But
that
how
with
do you
y'all.
Even separate her feeling like she like a rape allegation? Like, what's the line?
I mean, are you saying like what's like the proof?
No, like how do you separate people who are claiming that they've been raped in actual rape? Like, I mean, with the exception of the fact that the event just didn't happen, mm-hmm. How do you like
in a court of law,
the casual sex
how can you,
part, yeah. Or like,
I
how
mean,
do you differentiate?
I would imagine like text messages. You know what I'm saying? Maybe certain. I would imagine text messages. You know what I'm saying? But I could
text nasty shit and still not want to fuck.
Yeah, or what about a video recorder? What if y'all recorded yourself fucking and she's enjoying it?
But that's your body's natural response. That's what the court is going to say.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm holding you up or you handcuffed or you're tied up. It's like, bitch, you could walk away.
How are you supposed to walk away from somebody who's in you and on top of you?
So you telling me that it's a response to enjoy.
I'm just saying, for real, y'all. I watch a lot of SW. What I call it? SUV? SBU, I'm about to call it like SWV. And that's what they say all the time. Like, I know it's a fictional show, but that's how they legally define rape. Like, you could be raped and your body could have a natural reaction to it because it's still sexual stimulation, but that don't mean you just was a willing participant in the act, like the activity. So
it's a thin line.
It's and a very thin line.
Once you, if you take that shit to court and dog get found innocent, immediately they should slap cuffs on her ass.
Yeah,
because she lied.
How much time?
Equal to my what he was about to get.
Do you agree with that?
What? Dog and on it.
And she should have to be on the sex offender list.
Cause he would have to be on the sex offender list. You feel me? Like all that shit. Hey.
Whoa. The sex offender list is a stretch, y'all.
And like a sign in her front yard and everything.
What you gonna call her?
She a liar.
Yeah.
She lie on the box.
Stay away from that pussy.
6 feet. You got
quarantined. I don't know. Okay, about the jail time, I think she should definitely get time.
How much? And I feel like just as much time as
quantify it, like put a number to it.
How come? All right, let me ask you a separate question. Why do you feel she shouldn't get as much time as he would get?
Because it's a lie. Because the actual event did not take place.
But you also lie under oath.
So that's perjury. On this man? Lying on this man is not.
On this man, where is
that? That is not nothing that's gonna hold on up your court. Man. So I give you perjury. I don't know. Off the top of my head.
Okay,
if
a nigga get 10 years for, if he was to have gotten convicted, how much time do you think she should have for lying, trying to get this man convicted for 10 years?
I would say 5. Oh, I don't.
It's too lenient.
5 years is
dog
lenient.
Was about to go in jail with the assumption that he's a rapist. Them niggas get raped and beat on, take
and
all
raped
his,
again.
Yeah. It's so never now in y'all want her to pay for potential acts.
All that.
He could have went to jail and been that nigga. Not none of this.
Oh, hell no.
So I don't want to go. I don't ever want to go to jail and be that nigga. No. Who that weird fucking cornbread?
Being weird might make them leave you alone. We don't typically like to mess with the crazy people, so.
I mean, but what if the nigga wasn't crazy before he went in there? But now
y'all
he had
on
to
hypotheticals,
turn crazy.
A lot of what if, what if. And it's like, y'all can't make this lady go to jail on a what if. Like, she should definitely get time for lying.
But you just don't think as much time as
10 years for a lie that didn't leak. I mean, nobody died.
Hypothetically, this nigga was gonna get 10 years for the lie,
and he had to pay good money for a lawyer,
and he was
gonna
get
pay
raped.
His legal fees.
Okay,
I don't like your face. I'm just adding stuff. What? You know,
you ain't right, MK.
Damn,
this where you was at. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Okay, who are you least attracted to? Like, describe this type of person. You know,
dirty, like dirty fingernails.
Dirty fingernails. Okay.
We can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate white socks with black shoes.
White socks. What if they ankle socks?
I like people do it, and I don't.
Get your shit back.
Wait, you got on white socks?
I got on black.
I'm saying no. Whoa. Let them white. I hate white socks. Like. Mm-hmm. They burn my spirit. So okay. What else? This is going to sound bad, but I hate a stutterer. Like, what are you trying to say? Just
you are evil. That is evil.
I'm not talking if you have, like, a real speech impediment, but I'm talking about niggas who can't get their thoughts together. Like,
you are horrible.
That is funny. Oh, my God. I thought thought we was asking about my list.
You're shallow. Continue.
I'm
please
shallow.
Continue.
Yeah. Ooh. Damn, really?
What's next? You can't have a lazy eye?
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that type of shit.
Wait a minute.
You gotta be with the motherfucker.
I mean,
all right. So, what appearance wise, how does this motherfucker look? What's his complexion?
Like my perfect guy, or dude, I'm not attracted to
the person you're not attracted to in your race. What kind of black man you're not attracted to? How did he look? How did he look?
Short.
Give me a size. Give me a height.
Like
below that.
Anything below like 5'7".
Okay.
Can you be on the upward end of 5'7", traveling to 5'8"? Like. Somewhere in there.
Okay.
I don't like a sloppy bit guy. You know, some guys with the ass crack out.
Yeah, plenty of
walking on the sides of the shoes.
Oh!
It's that for me.
Yeah. One side of the shoe got more wear than the other.
Yeah. It's that for me. It's the bent up shoes. I can't do it.
Okay.
I think for me,
complexion.
I'm staying away from the light skins after my last after my last interaction. I'm going back to the dark skin brothers where mm-hmm. my heart really is. So
okay, welcome back to the club, darling.
You know, thank you. Thank you for accepting me again. I left on some bullshit, but I'm back. I don't know, but complexion, I think physically I'm a little more lenient than like personality. Like it's the personality for me a lot of times. Like I can get over the fact that you like partly ugly if you got a bomb if you got a bomb ass personality. Like it'll help make up for it a little bit. Like if you can make me laugh.
So you can fall in love with personality?
I could. Not potential, but personality.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
So what's your unattractive girl? And be for real.
I don't never lie to a motherfucker. You feel me? I'm not gonna cap. I no longer like light skinned bitches.
Yikes. Sorry, light skinned.
My girlfriend light skinned. I love her, but I don't like.
You better.
I don't like light skinned bitches no more. I just look at them like, you know what? Y'all was like the apple of my eye once upon a time, but I don't like you bitches no more. They cool though. You know? Body wise, shape wise, honestly, I never discriminated. You know what I'm saying?
So you fuck with plush girls too?
I mean, like, it all depends on what plush. Like, you know, we gonna have to be able to make distinguishings
mm-hmm.
from, you know, sizes. But yeah, like, you know, as you think it's in high school, remember Nicole? She was a little chunk mom. You feel?
Who was Nicole?
You bring me. She was in my prime day back in the day. Yeah, yeah. Y'all remember Ryan? I tried to shoot my move, and Ryan was a little butterball.
With the pen on my that little cheek.
No, hey, I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
Oh, they
spill it. Eric. Look, just know when that song came out, I just want to fuck every girl in the world by Lil Wayne.
Oh my God.
And Young Money. I was feeling that. He was spitting.
So you don't got
that. He was spitting.
You ain't.
But let's not get it twisted. I do definitely have standards. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, you know, it's not like it's just like a open gate. The levees is broke. No. No, motherfucker. But yeah, you know, I can see the beauty in people. You know what I'm saying?
Like personality-wise or like...
As well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to call myself... Y'all remember the movie Shallow Hal?
Yeah.
When you remember that? So somebody had placed a curse on Shallow Hal, and he could only see the beauty in people. Mm-hmm. So he was kicking it with like 5-10 bad bitches to him.
Adam Sandler?
Jack Black.
Okay, yeah, I did see that. She was fat.
Yeah, she was fat. But to him, she was skinny. This motherfucker was all cold. Yeah. I mean, like, that plays a... Personality definitely plays a role.
It's
you
a
know
big
what I'm
one.
Saying? You know. So, hell yeah. Hell yeah. What about you?
Natural
that
hair.
That nigga said any bitch other than my wife.
Okay. I plead the fifth, right?
I've always been attracted to natural hair. It didn't really matter the skin tone. And titties. Titties.
That's a rarity. Most men are like ass.
Right. Hell ass. Yeah. We're going to do some titties. Titties,
you know,
cool.
You could form some ass.
You ain't pay for it.
Okay, dude.
Would you pay for
it? Go that back out. It start lifting up, but then you got a little booty back there now.
A little booty.
The way what about the group chat booties?
the group chat booties. I guess I spilled the bean on that one, huh, fellas?
Oh, yes, I definitely wondered who the chat was about. So
I know what you're talking about.
Nah. But yeah, definitely. Personality definitely play a role. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I like let me stop right there. Anyway. Let me stop right there.
Because you was about to get yourself in trouble.
I can't get in trouble by myself. God damn it.
I was listening to the radio and a chick cut her mama off for her husband. Mm.
That's a push.
Solid. Huh? Solid.
Solid.
I stand by that bitch and her decision.
Yikes. Ooh, damn. I don't know. It depends on what line moms cross. Was it some conversations leading up to this? Like,
right, what's the background to it?
Yeah.
I remember the background.
Yikes.
I wrote that down.
I don't know. I don't know if I... Okay. On one end, depending on what my mama do, like, yeah, you supposed to side with the family that you are making with your husband. Like... Mm-hmm. I can't go against my household because that's gonna fuck my whole shit up when I go home. On the flip side, it's like, damn, that's my mama. So that's a weird spot to be stuck in, depending on like I said, what she did. Cause it's a lot of times, and I mean, I'm not married, so maybe you could, I mean, I don't know.
Let me ask you this question, since you think that's a pretty tough question. I'm pretty sure everybody remembers this question from a couple of years ago. If you at a family function, who are you fixing to play first? Who plate are you fixing first? Your kids, your man, and like your daddy or something?
Oh, I'm definitely coming to my husband first.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw that debate a lot a couple years ago on social media or whatever. And it's like, your kid's going to eat. Like, cut it out. Like, come on out. That's a push. So definitely, like, especially if your man is the provider of your house, like, he going to work, he making shit stick, you ain't really got to worry about nothing. Why can't you just keep his house clean, make sure his kids is quiet, and feed him and fuck him? That's just, I feel like in my mind, that's what niggas expect. Right? To me, it's not hard. So I don't know.
Yes. We need to make you a regular on the show.
Come on.
You need to plug me. You need to speak your truth to these dumb whores out here.
And
just put it in fucking streets. Lord.
I'ma see, y'all gonna make me lose my girl card. Right? On a lot of questions. They gonna be like, she going against the grain. But for real, like, I don't know. The way my mama raised me is somewhat a little different than what I see. I have a lot of younger female friends, and the way they think and the way I think is just two totally different. Like,
different ways.
Yeah. It's certain stuff I'm not gonna bother my man about. Like, it's just...
It ain't... Yeah.
Pick your battles. Like, you gonna fuck with him because you saw him staring at a bitch on the street. She pretty. So I'm gonna... She was fat as fuck.
Look at the bitch.
Okay.
You can agree.
Yeah. Right. I seen her too. I ain't blind shit. Yeah, she's pretty. Like, that's not an argument. That's not... We are... I can say women pick on y'all. We pick on y'all a lot, I think. Nitpicky. My mama told me, don't no man want a nagger, so shut the fuck up.
You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
Your mama
but that's
taught,
it. That's where I stopped today.
Your mama taught you right.
Look,
your mama taught you right.
I'm not about to be out here spilling the secrets.
I feel that. So I threw this on here. I said, you got to watch who you take advice from because everybody ain't living the life you live. So who do you take advice from? You can answer to Darius, either one.
It depends on the subject matter. I go to my pops for like house fixing shit, car shit. If it's like business related, I'll holler at my uncle. It just depends on the subject matter. Yeah.
Who would you say is your best all around overall?
I don't know. Probably my pops. Yeah.
What about you?
I think for like who I trust hands down the most, it would be my mom. Like, she a different kind of parent. Like, we don't even call her mom. We call her by her first name. That's how we just operate. Mm-hmm. And as y'all can see, she dropped gems. I just like gave, a motherfucker. Okay, shout out to you, moms. So if I'm stuck on something, especially finances, like, I feel like my mama used to work for the mob or something. Sis can pinch a penny.
Shout out to her.
Okay, so financially, I definitely go to her. But if it's like man shit, like, I want to vent, I got one. I got maybe two home girls I talk to about it. I might take their advice, but I'm a different kind of nigga, so I probably won't. But I'll take it. I'll listen.
I feel it.
Yeah.
My overall, this nigga right here, I would not hesitate to call my nigga Doug and be like, Doug. X, Y, and Z. I think I come to Doug damn near about everything. Mm. But see, I like to talk to motherfuckers that I feel is like equally on my level. You know what I'm saying? That's sure. Like non-biased. So it be hard. Like, I can't talk to my mom about some shit because she's not going to be non-biased. She's going to be like, all right. You know, my brother... I can't ask this nigga for shit because he'll just try to give advice when I'm like, hey, yo, what's up, shit? Hey, I think you should. He'd be like, nah, nigga. Like, yeah. Nah, nigga. I'm just calling to say hello. So
just seeing how you do.
Right. Be like, what? It's been so many times I don't like people telling me shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me neither.
So I just like get up and just like walk the fuck off. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Is that bad? Yeah, you should. All right. Get kicking with y'all. I'm in and out.
I trust you for certain stuff. I've definitely came to you for advice about a lot of different stuff. So yeah. I'll put you on that list, low key.
Just an unbiased motherfucker that you know that's truthful. You know what I'm saying?
Not gonna sugarcoat it.
Ain't gonna tell you right just because I'm cool or you might. You're like, nah, nigga, you might wanna, you feel me? Switch some shit up.
And you want some random shit? I think little kid actors is like, that shit sweet. Them niggas, that's like one of the hardest jobs ever.
They grow up so fucked up though.
Fuck how they grow up. I'm talking about like, I don't know what movie I watched with my wife like a week ago, but it was like it was a scary movie and this little kid was fucking crazy. Some little white girl. That shit was hard. I'm like, damn, how the fuck is she doing this shit? But
so who you think had the hardest role? Like the hardest child role in like the black community or some shit. Oh, okay. Like
what? I don't know, nigga. What?
I mean, like, you know, child actors, nigga, or whoever.
It's a lot of child actors.
Yeah,
but
it's a lot of them. I'll say the hardest one.
I know. Go ahead and say
Orlando, Orlando Brown.
The nigga
He was that nigga was a child actor since like yay high. Now he grown up and bad shit crazy. Same with Raven Baxter.
Good.
Raven Simone. Hold on, we went to school with a girl named Raven. Shit, my bad, sweetheart, Raven Simone.
I was thinking, what's his name? Jason Weaver, the guy who played, he was the brother and smart guy. Yeah. He was Michael Jackson.
Yeah. The Lion King nigga.
He was the Lion King. He was Simba. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just recently found that out. That man, that's why he's able to stay where he at, because he stay getting a Lion King bag, a Disney check.
Yeah. Then he also was, pause, this is like my favorite Chingy song.
One call away.
Yeah, that one. You can't roll with. Bro, I forgot what part he sung, but yeah, he went crazy on that.
And he was in ATL, so he has a couple good bags.
Yeah,
yeah.
He did some things.
But the white ones grow up weird. They like the Lindsay Lohans and the Mary Kate.
It's only Orlando Bloom and Raven that's like weird black child actors now.
We gonna chalk that up to their show.
You know,
he's probably getting touched. Production.
What? How can you jump to that? I wonder what happened to Jordan from the Bernie Mac show.
I think one of these social media sites just did a, he didn't grow up to be no kind of attractive. He wasn't a cute kid, but he was not a cute kid. And the little boy Franklin from My Wife and Kids grew up to, he looked very weird flex.
Franklin, was that the light skinned curly hair boy?
Yeah, the little smart one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, but hold on. The daughter from that show. It was a daughter from one of those shows.
That show.
Probably. That show?
He said that show.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah.
Bring your mind back.
Right. Hey, bring it back. Steve Urkel, first off, that nigga never got like a gig after Family Matters.
He do shit all the time.
Nigga, I never seen where.
He did like movie appearances and shit.
Nigga, you be buying them $3 movies from the bins at Walmart, nigga.
He's had an acting career.
No, he hasn't, bro.
No, I don't think
Jamal.
So.
Jamal. That nigga named Jamal, I think. Like his real name.
Who knows that?
I'm making this up. I don't know.
No, his name is Jaleel White.
Jaleel White. He had a fucking career.
No, he did not. Name two movies he did.
No, that's a fact. Please tell me.
I don't know.
Exactly. Goofy ass.
Are you going to Google it?
He trying to.
You Google it, nigga.
He looking at you like, yeah, Google it.
He ain't been in nothing else. There is nothing, unless it was like a Hallmark movie.
Shout out to the mom from The Cosbys.
Yeah,
Felicia Rashad.
She go crazy. Felicia Rashad.
Yeah.
Not only that, she still look good.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know who her sister, her sister's a porn star though, right? I know star. Nobody ever knows this.
She got a sister that's a director, but I didn't know.
Yeah, Debbie Allen, you know.
Debbie Allen.
Debbie Allen
is a porn star? No, you don't even know who Debbie Allen is?
I do know that. That's the dance one.
Yes, but that's not the point. They have a sister. Her name is Vanessa Del Rio. And I she looks good.
Her name?
Yep. That's her stage name. I don't know what
her...
That's a nice name.
Del Rio.
And she looked just like them. I think she might be the youngest one, but she looked just like them.
Did she do porn? Yeah. Softcore porn? Or like she?
I mean, I ain't tuned into her shit. But from what I understand, it was hard porn.
Phil got to her.
Yeah. And she got like big, she got real big boobs, and she looked just like Felicia Rashad with big titties.
Dang.
Yeah, go ahead and Google that too.
How you feel about polygamy?
I don't know. That's a different one. That's
it, how you feel about it. What's your first thought? You look at your lips like you like it.
I'm not necessarily for or against it.
Okay.
It's hard to explain. Like, okay.
Are you a fan of women yourself?
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
I might have played in Panty Lane once or twice. Might have, you know. No, for real. I do. I think women, let me get to the point here. I think women are super, super beautiful. Like, we are a beautiful whole total package. So, yeah. But would I want to mix all of that together? I don't know. Sometimes, like, as I get older, and maybe when I was a little younger, maybe somebody could have smooth talked me into that. But now it's like, in my mind, I play with the idea of getting married and, like, having kids and the traditional stuff. So I don't want to have a sister wife.
What's the negatives of it? Or what do you feel like is, you know... What do you feel like the negatives of it?
I'm stingy.
Wow.
Period.
Your own personal preference. Like, just because... I forgot what that shit is called.
I'm stingy. That's it. Why
you're, you're for self.
I
mean... But it's a partnership. You got to be able to give and take.
What am I giving and taking, though? If we introduce...
A little of your morale.
A little of your morale.
A little of your morale.
Oh, my God.
I'm stingy. I don't feel like sharing the food off my plate whenever we go out to eat, but I do it.
That's not even the same.
It is the same.
It's not.
We're sharing.
Sharing ain't always caring. That ain't always caring. I don't know. It's definitely some new shit. Like, I know somebody who's in a polygamous relationship, and it works for them. Like, it definitely very much works for them.
Do both of the girls look alike?
No. I mean, I'm trying to dance around this because one of the girls is my friend. They definitely don't look like one is light skin, one is dark skin, one is a natural, one is not a natural. Like she got short hair, so it's like
this nigga getting off.
Okay, he got
this nigga
like
going crazy.
He got the best of both worlds, for real, for real.
How they doing, like financially, all that?
They just bought a house, though, kid. I'm not gonna put. They just bought a house.
Nice house.
Beautiful house. Beautiful house. Yeah, yeah.
So let me ask you this: is it a house that you think they could have obtained if it was only two of them?
That's the part.
Ooh.
I don't think so.
Do you think the third may have added a little? You know what I'm saying?
I think it's really the woman that was there the first time. Now, I ain't gonna rank them. I'm not gonna say which was which, but I think it's more so the one who was in the original position because
bottom bitch. I mean, that's what they call her. You hold it down.
Well, that's what she do, and I think the
she's unattractive.
Why you say she's the unattractive? I'm asking. She's not the unattractive one. Mm. Oh. I think she get less looks because a lot of dudes, like you say, you into natural hair. A lot of men ain't. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a lot of the reason why dudes, I don't know. Yeah. Niggas like perm.
Yeah.
Weaves, sew-ins, wigs. Mm-hmm. And if you got a girl that's just want to do a twist out, which ain't easy. Like, if you a natural girl, doing them twist outs. And
you got to deal with that nigga hair all day, every day.
Let's see, in your natural state, your hair not like that. I'm not about to have this conversation.
In the natural state, your hair is on some nigga shit.
Not everybody's. No, depending on what your hair regimen is.
If your hair get wet.
We not talking about makeup.
No, see, I'm talking about you. I ain't talking about women in general.
But see, I like to switch it up. So I want to do my natural hair sometimes, a lot of times. But sometimes I want to do, you know, a nice little wig. But sometimes, no, not a wig, a weave, y'all. I ain't never worn no wig. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, like, I'm quick to cut all my hair off. And fuck just
it. Start
I really don't care. Hair is one of those things that's just.
Mm. Let's bring it back to this couple. I'm trying to see the down parts. You know what I'm saying? So from the outside looking in, what's the negatives of it?
From the outside looking in, it seems like the quality time ain't equally shared. Mm. So somebody getting more than somebody else, and that's
they
just
got separate beds.
No, when they sleep, they
probably
sleep
like exposure or IG type.
Not even that, but like for real, boot up, caked up, watch a movie time, like quality time, intimate time is what I call it. Like you ain't got to be having sex to be intimate. So that type of time, one person is getting it a little bit more than the other person, but I believe the other person is just more busy. Like she has less windows of opportunity in
her
schedule.
About to say, like, what's the schedule of these people? Like, what is one person probably more so? Well, I'm not trying to get the inside of their whole relationship, but it seemed like you couldn't point out one thing that's bad about polygamy other than you being stingy.
I didn't say it was a bad system. I'm not saying that. It's not a bad system.
Your selfishness.
Very much. I don't.
It don't sound like you deserve to be married, love.
Yikes.
How you gonna be selfish?
With my husband?
Yes!
What? How you can't be?
All right, maybe
is your wife stingy with
maybe,
you?
Maybe you caught me up a little bit. I mean, look at him. A boy raped this nigga. Like, you gotta fight off men and women.
No.
Stay away from him.
Shut up. No, I don't. Okay. I don't know if there's an explicit downside other than, like, morality reasons. So, like, that's the big thing for me is, like, morality.
Okay. And that's cool. And I'm not picking on you, nothing
yes,
like
you
that. I just wanted to know, like, what would be the reasons? But
I mean, the only person winning right now is the nigga, to me. So that's usually how y'all set y'all shit up, though. Y'all be the winners.
And I mean, yeah, hell yeah. If shit go left, shit, I'm gonna be the nigga that's right.
Bye.
On that note, MK, you got anything you want to wrap up with? Or plug or whatever the hell.
Not necessarily plug, but are y'all getting vaccinated?
We did talk about that.
Yeah.
I feel like, so my birthday is in March. I'm willing to wait until March to see how more test subjects, you know what I'm saying, turn off to subjects. Be, you know, X, Y, and Z, you know. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, I feel like we're going to have to get it at some point anyway. But, you know, it's just like, well, in the meantime, let's just see how the people that got it react, man. you know.
I'm gonna get it. Not yet. I'm gonna wait for the rollout. My wife, she got it.
Bro, you better not say it again, bro.
She did get it.
No, bro, what you said last week.
Well, look, I wasn't here, so what you say?
Oh my God, no,
the
no.
The day she got it, because you gotta get two shots. Mm-hmm. So bro, she ain't got her second one yet, but when she did get it, I had sex with her that day. After she got it, so my juices could intertwine, but that was just some nigga shit.
That's a fact.
I know it. I'm gonna get it when they roll out a little later, though.
Yeah. I'm definitely gonna get it, because I just don't want to be trapped in Michigan. Like, mm-hmm. if we can travel and get out.
I listen to radio all the time. Andrew Yang, you know who he is? Mm-hmm.
Didn't he run for president?
He ran for president, uh-huh. But now he about to run for like mayor of New York.
He just want to see.
And he want to come out with like an app for everybody in New York, because every state is really shut down. And if you show like on the app that you got the vaccine, they let you into like, you know, sports arenas and restaurants. That might encourage people more to get the vaccine and, you know, I guess stop the spread.
I think it's going to become mandated to a certain degree. Like, if you want to go to concerts, if you want to go catch a flight, like, they're going to figure out a way to make it mandatory. They might figure out a way to put that little, like how they put that little star for, you know, on our driver's license for travel. They're going to put that, they're going to find some, like a little needle or something.
I want them to do something. I want them to do like some type of distinguished thing as well for like transgender people.
How we get here?
I mean, like, I personally feel the same way. Like, yeah, boom, they took the vaccine. I feel like transgender people should get like a tattoo on their knuckles or something.
So you want them to
dig below?
Why? Why is that your business?
Why unless is that my business?
Unless you're sleeping with them.
I mean, it's my business to know whether you got the vaccine or not. So
no,
I
I'm
feel
talking
like
about the transgender.
Because like that's bamboozlement.
How? If you're not in any kind, if you don't know them, if you just see them walking up the street.
Yeah, but what if it's a dude that completely transformed himself into a girl that's playing a full hoax on me? And I'm not trying to be fooled because I only like to talk to cis females.
Whatever they call themselves, regular bitches. You know what I'm saying?
So I think you should get a little tattoo on your knuckle saying, hey, just a T. It could be on the middle finger. You know what I'm saying? It could be T, T, something.
Oh.
I think
take a second for it to register.
I think go ahead.
I wouldn't say they should do something like that, because it'd get them fucked up. Nikki,
that's discriminatory.
Shit out of like,
yeah.
I mean, like, and those people should definitely get prosecuted a motherfucker.
So if they had like identifying markers, they be getting their ass destroyed. Like, that shit fucked up, so.
But I do feel like if you dating somebody and they are transgender, I do believe they should come out and say
that. I'm not trying to get to the date and find out I'm on the date with a transgender. Well, did you ever consider how I feel when I spray my cologne on, thinking I'm about to try to get some doonies today?
Get some butts.
Doonies. But it's indeed no doonies up under that skirt, my boy.
I mean,
fuck out of here. Now, how will my self-image look when I go out to this restaurant and everybody know that this is Marcus, but she told me that her name is fucking
Michelle,
right? Madonna, Madison.
I mean,
now my image is ruined. That's damn near like a defamation of character.
That's selfish.
Well, hello.
That is selfish.
I take that.
They can't just be walking around telling you, hey, I'm a transgender.
Sometimes I'll look at your hand and know what it is.
You should look at their hands anyway, because that's one thing you can't sexually transfer.
See, no, that's a lie. Check it, right? My mom.
Let me
got,
see your hand. You look, got your hand look manly to me.
Bro, my mom got hands like this. My mom got hands with like her veins showing and shit. And I'm just like, God damn, mom. You know what I'm saying?
She eats her spinach.
She eats her spinach. I don't know what the fuck. You know what I'm saying? But what I am saying is, that's not always a clear indication. I knew some basketball bitches whose hands was a little bigger than mine.
Some basketball. So you have you ever met somebody who was transgender? Or you don't know?
It was this one nigga we had went to high school with. He was a year older than us. I don't know the nigga name or nothing, but he yeah, I don't even count that nigga, man. But it was this one dude. Like a nigga still. Right, he's still like full blown dude. He just threw a wig on. But it was this one dude. I showed up to this one party or whatever, and I was looking at this dude. Well, him, her, whatever the fuck, and I was just like, nigga, I know you. Now you can have a wig on all day. You can throw on some perfume, makeup, but nigga, I know a nigga when I see one. He had like a strong imagine the handsome Squidward. I was like, nah, bruh. And look, and he knew I knew. Cause once we locked eyes, I gave him this stare like the fuck, yeah, like that.
That was a regular allergy sneeze, look, FYI. I
feel like my mask. You are good. Yeah, no, I knew he was nigga. And I was just like, you feel me? But I tend to have that type of effect on like gay dudes and I guess transgender dudes.
They like you.
You don't even know what the effect is. See, you being childish before I even get to what I'm trying to say. You did. It's a lot of times because I got home girls that's cool with gay dudes. You know, it'd be a few of them. The most recent encounter I had was like 3-4 of them. I knew one of them from back in the day. I walk in the room, I could tell they gay, but they kind of like straightened the fuck up when I walked in the room. You know what I'm saying? Oh, wow. Like they wasn't all, talking about Summer Walker and shit. It was like, oh shit, what's up, bro? And I'm looking at these niggas up and down like, what's up, bro? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't know, I guess off of my demeanor, it kind of strained these motherfuckers up.
Do you think so that's your effect?
I feel like that's my effect. Cause like the gay dudes don't necessarily act like flamboyantly gay around me. You know what I'm saying?
Should they?
What if that's a ruse? But between amongst them? What if they straighten up because they want you to
coming from a nigga wearing a purple hoodie?
Fuck you, dog.
I'm like, oh, this hoodie hard. It's fucked up. Like
it's Scrappy. Hoodie. Scrappy dude is saving it. But, that would be actually kind of fucked up. But, yeah, that's how I feel.
I mean, have you ever been hit on by a transgender or like a gay
I've been hit on by a gay dude before.
Did you like it?
Why would I like it?
How did you tell him you was straight, though?
Huh?
How did you tell him? Like, how did he hit on you, though?
All right, it was one day. This probably had to be like 5-6 years ago. You know, I'm not trying to reveal too much business without.
Go ahead and dance.
The motherfucker ended up getting my number. You know what I'm saying? Some random dude got my number. You know what I'm saying? And a person was texting me. They was like, hey, is this Rod? It was like, yeah, what's the deal? You know? I like you, but I'm afraid to tell you. I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? I'm back there. I'm like 23, 24. You know, my antenna's going on. I'm like, ooh, what bad bitch I got on the line today? Yikes. You know, so I'm texting. I'm like, yeah, I don't think, like, they was real apprehensive for them to tell me who the fuck they was. And I was like, well, what's the fucking deal? You know, they was like, I'm a guy. And I was just like,
Before they revealed that the guy, how long was y'all texting back and forth?
Question. I mean,
you got to know this motherfucker?
Bro, no. I want to say color. Like, I'm a drink of what you weak ass. No, I want to say it's probably like 30, 45 minutes because I had to pull it out like, dog, who the fuck is this? Who is this? Just say who it is. La,
so
la, la.
What was the response every time you asked, who is this?
It was like a girl response. I don't know. It's going to spook you. You're going to be shocked. You were
shocked. Definitely this shocked. This nigga having a ball. Because for you to be texting for 45 minutes.
I mean,
you was trying to see what.
I was trying to see what's going on. Who is this? And then he said, yeah, this is a guy. Never said the name. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, nah.
So bro. Could this be somebody you still be around to this day?
I think I know who it is.
It's like playing Clue. You know what
you should do? Anytime like a gay nigga
bro, hang chill. Around you, chill.
Just dial the number and if that bitch get the ring in.
Bro, do you think I said... I don't have the number no more. I don't know that if that was the plan. Underlay for the overlay. See, he tried to set me up. I don't have the number no more, you weird fuck. I said this is 5 years ago, nigga.
I mean, I still know people from 5 years ago.
No. Just
got
a Happy New Year's text.
Right? You got a Happy New Year's text.
No.
Happy holidays.
Y'all got a lot of jokes. So, check this out. Okay, I want you to know if you can tell me this story because you told me this story back in the day. About what we just talked about and how somebody you knew.
Oh no.
You still cool? Y'all still tight? Shit.
Yes, I okay, am still okay. friends right. so with
I,
that
I,
person.
I ain't gonna have you reveal none of that.
It's too specific of a story for them not to be like, what's she talking about me?
Yeah, we gonna keep that under wraps. But
I do still know.
I feel like he would agree. We're having a tattoo. That's all I'm saying. So on that note, it's your man's Ride to Dine. Follow your boy on Instagram at Ride_DA_Dine_. Yeah.
Is it really that many underscores?
Look, you follow me, so you ain't got to type it in. Jeez.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram _EMMKAY_. It's MK though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, it's your favorite nephew, Darius, at D3&3 Town. The podcast is your auntie's favorite nephews. And as always, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but here's your auntie's favorite nephews. We're entitled not to give a fuck.